The top 10. Sherwood Anderson. An introduction. Short stories have always been a sort of instant access into an author's brain, their soul and heart. A few pages can lift our lives into locations, people and experiences with a sweep of landscape, narration, feelings and emotions that are difficult to achieve elsewhere. In this series, we try to offer up tried and trusted top tens across many different themes and authors. But any anthology will immediately throw up the questions, why that story? Why that author? The theme itself will form the boundaries for our stories, which range from well-known classics, newly told, to stories that modern times have overlooked, but perfectly exemplify the theme. Throughout the volume, our authors, whether of instant recognition or new to you, are all leviathans of literature. Some you may disagree with, but they will get you thinking about our choices and about those you would have made. If this volume takes you on a path to discover more of these miniature masterpieces, then we will have all gained something. The lives of the everyday person are beautifully observed in Anderson's beguiling prose. These miniature gems draw us into streets, towns, and situations that, in his words, reveal perhaps a truer and more realistic document of America than reality ever can.
Hands by Sherwood Anderson. Upon the half-decayed veranda of a small frame house that stood near the edge of a ravine near the town of Winesburg, Ohio, a fat little old man walked nervously up and down. Across a long field that had been seeded for clover but that had produced only a dense crop of yellow mustard weeds, he could see the public highway along which went a wagon filled with berry pickers returning from the fields. The berry pickers, youths and maidens, laughed and shouted boisterously. A boy clad in a blue shirt leaped from the wagon and attempted to drag after him one of the maidens, who screamed and protested shrilly. The feet of the boy in the road kicked up a cloud of dust that floated across the face of the departing sun. Over the long field came a thin, girlish voice.
"Oh, you wing Biddlebaum, comb your hair! It's falling into your eyes," commanded the voice to the man, who was bald and whose nervous little hands fiddled about the bare white forehead as though arranging.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?